In a cartoon, words appear through clouds. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Michael Longarzo, read by Pat Lentz. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now, a Krusty the Clown alarm clock reaches 7 a.m. Bart shuts it off and gets out of bed.
Monday. Here we go again.
A word appears. Monday. At breakfast, Bart waits as Homer hogs the orange juice. On the bus, he sits with Lisa, who plays her sax. In class, Nelson shoots a spitball at him. At lunch, Milhouse's chips pop open, hitting Bart. As Bart skateboards home, the bullies chase him. He sits on the couch and sighs. The image splits. The right half reads Tuesday, and another montage begins. At breakfast, Bart waits as Homer hogs the cereal. On the bus, he sits with Ralph, who picks his nose. The image splits again. Wednesday, Homer takes Bart's eggs. It splits again to show Thursday, then again to show the events of Bart's Friday. As Bart mopes to the couch on Tuesday, Wiggum chases him on Wednesday, Milhouse squirts him with ketchup on Thursday, and on Friday, Nelson throws a hamster wheel at him. As the Friday montage ends like the others, with Bart on the couch, it widens to reveal Maggie sitting beside him. She offers him her pacifier.
Sorry, kid, but there comes a day when that just doesn't do anything anymore.
Maggie sucks her pacifier. Bart turns on the TV.
Stuck in a rut?
Hmm.
Ready for a change?
Rainbows yank a schoolgirl into her desk, a woman into a mirror, a man into a toilet, and a priest into his Bible. They all shoot out of water slides.
We built heaven and made it float. Royalty Cruises, 1 week away from the everyday. Visuals and commercial, if anything, underplay the thrill of actual cruise experience.
Want.
Bart crushes a juice box and the remote control in his parents' bedroom.
Mom, Dad, do you know there's a boat out there where nothing sucks? It's called Royalty Cruises, and Royalty Cruise specialists are standing by now.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Maybe we could afford a vacation if some big shot didn't pick up the tab for his buddies at Mr. Steak.
Again with Mr. Steak. Do you know why I go to Mr. Steak? Because at Mr. Steak, they don't get mad at me for spending a lot of money at Mr. Steak.
Well, of course they don't.
Why don't you talk to Mrs. Steak?
There is no Mrs. Steak.
Later with Lisa, Bart uses a laptop.
Okay, maybe I can pay for the cruise. Let's see how much it costs for a cabin on a low deck. No portal. Group Z lifeboat access. Aw, it's still a ton of money.
Face it, we're just kids. We can't afford stuff with zeros in the prices. All we have in the world are the things our parents give us.
Bart thoughtfully eyes shelves full of toys.
Bart, there's a really mean squirrel in the backyard. I need you to dare me to fight him.
His room is empty.
Bart's been raptured, and his crap's been captured.
Outside, Bart hosts a yard sale. Collecting cash from his friends and neighbors, he fills a glass jar. Among the customers, Principal Skinner buys Bart's slingshot, then promptly cuts its rubber band. Mo shakes a tooth-shaped box.
Why do you want a box of Bart's baby teeth?
The doctor says I need more calcium, and I ain't Tums rich.
Mo eats a tooth. Later, the yard is nearly empty at dinner.
No. I sold all my stuff, and it's still not enough money for the cruise.
Just try to enjoy your dinner, sweetie.
I can't. I sold my dinner futures.
Nice doing business with you, boy.
Homer!
Homer gives back the food.
It's okay. I don't have much of an appetite. I'm going to floor.
Bart grabs his money jar and leaves. Marge opens his door to find him sleeping on the floor. The next morning.
Mom! Dad! I woke up and the money jar was full. That means the devil accepted my bargain. Now to uphold my end of the deal. Snowball 2!
Bart raises a knife.
We saw how much this cruise means to you, so we all sold something special, and we made just enough for an economy cabin.
I sold a couple of my rare jazz records. After a while, they all start to sound the same. Still love the genre, of course. Not even close to getting sick of it.
And I sold our good china.
Really? But that's been in your family for generations.
Yeah. Actually, my mom stole it from a woman she cleaned for. Took her years to get the whole set.
And Dad donated something, too.
What happened to my mini pool table? I was training to be a mini pool hustler.
We sold it to pay for a family cruise.
I never even got to realize this jacket was too small.
It's weird to hear myself saying this, but I love you guys. This is going to be the best vacation ever.
Yeah, for you kids, maybe. For dads, a family vacation is a 24-hour-a-day babysitting job. Are you wearing enough sunblock?
Homer complains as they prepare for their trip.
Why does every sandcastle require my participation? Then a kid disappears, and it's total panic until you find him at the swim-up bar eating a $30 cheeseburger, which he drops in the water! And here's the worst part. I never get any time alone with my wife because we're all sleeping in the same room.
Look, that's our ship!
An aerial view roves over the ship's massive deck, giving us a glimpse of four water slides, a miniature golf course, a park surrounding a dancing fountain, a half pipe for skateboarding, a go-kart track, a climbing wall, a Ferris wheel, and a roller coaster. Now at a check-in counter.
I'm sorry, sir, but your cruise is overbooked.
What?
I can offer you a cabin on our sugar-free fitness cruise.
Welcome to 8 days and 7 nights of push-ups and kale!
Well, Mr. Neverwrong was right again. Family vacations always suck. I called it. Called it.
Homer, this is bad for you, too.
Worth it to be right. Worth it to be right.
Wait a minute. I can get you back on your original ship, but in a different cabin.
Upgrade!
Now in a spacious cabin.
I'm sorry. There's been a mistake. This isn't your cabin.
No. Double upgrade!
They find themselves in an even better cabin. Now Bart wakes up.
Oh, I knew it. It was all a dream.
No, honey, you just passed out when you saw the private bedroom in our triple upgrade.
It has a basketball hoop.
A perfect vacation.
Bart plops on the boat-shaped bed. The ship sets sail. Now aboard the cruise ship.
You'll never guess how many bath towels they gave us. Enough!
And there's a DVD library of movies that haven't been released yet.
A cruise director appears on a flat screen.
Whoa.
Greetings, cruisers. I'm your cruise director, Rowan Pridis. And welcome aboard the Royalty Valhalla, where the only rule is always have fun. Your every need will be catered to, from our toddlers club to condolences, our award-winning luxury morgue. Your enjoyment pays my salary, so in a sense, each of you is my boss. And as my boss, I'd like to ask you for a week of vacation. A week I will spend here, on this cruise, performing my normal duties as cruise director.
In every shot, he leans against a railing.
That's how much I love my job. Bon voyage.
An itinerary gets slipped under the door.
Whoa, a fun schedule. There's so much to do. Laser tag, water slide, bobsled. Oh, ice cream snowball fight starts in 5 minutes.
The kids hurry off.
Homie, we actually have the cabin to ourselves.
Marge shuts the door, then lies on the bed.
Sex on a family vacation? I never thought such a thing was possible.
Homer joins her and they kiss.
And the ocean will do all of the work.
We watch the undulating ship from afar.
Ocean sex rules! Go to hell, land sex!
Now at an indoor promenade.
Kid zone. Let me guess. A broken foosball table and a game of Clue missing its candlestick.
Lisa Simpson, our Kid Zone pre-screeners have placed you with our most sophisticated children. Kid Zone Elite.
It boasts a vegan buffet, Lego architecture with Rem Koolhaas, and a teen jellyfish crisis center.
Help me study the effects of rising ocean acidity.
No, help me tag and release seabirds.
It's so diverse. I've died and gone to a PBS kids show.
A boy in a wheelchair joins her, then another rides up.
Two?
At the top of a water slide.
All right, fun schedule. You're about to get dead.
Bart shoots down the spiral slide and lands in the pool. He climbs out and dashes past a map of the multi-story ship. Our view shoots into the map where we find a mini Bart. He takes a go-kart for a spin, then scales the climbing wall to the reptile roundup. He tosses an iguana aside, then checks out a Craig Demon magic freak show. He drops through a hole in the floor and plays fireworks tag on a lower level, then hops to a stationary floor fan for some indoor skydiving. He flies up to a lecture, Cruise Ship History by John Maxtone Graham. Now he hops on a horse, which trots on a conveyor belt. Now, wearing a blazer, a regular-sized Bart enters the dining room and joins his sisters at a table. Lisa hugs him.
Two diplomat sons are in love with me. Who will I choose, Ghana or Portugal?
Boy, thanks to you, we're having fun. Before you were born fun.
Where did the ship stop again?
I don't know. A lot of barefoot kids kicking soccer balls, shell necklaces. They really hid the poverty nicely.
Any place is fun if you're there with super lips.
The lovey-dovey couple takes a seat.
It's your names.
I'm just glad everyone's having the best week of their lives.
Rowan Prittis steps on stage.
Whenever we reach the halfway point of our voyage, I like to take a moment to reflect. Hit it, Gary Ocean and the Motion.
Enjoy it while you can. Ice sculptures, conga lines, and working on your tan. Enjoy it while you're here. 1 week of glitz and glam instead of pain and fear.
Bart's eyes widen.
In just a few days' time, this boat pulls into dock. And when it does, you lovely people may be in for a shock. Here you've made exciting friends, back home you'll all lose touch. Here Hawaiian shirts are cool, back home, well, not so much. Back home you'll be too tired for making magic in the sack. So eat buffet and play and pray, there's some delay on our way back. Enjoy it while you can. Here at sea we drink and frolic, back home that's called alcoholic. Your future's up but parabolic. Enjoy it while you can.
While everyone claps, a slack-jawed Bart stares at his family. He runs outside and braces himself on a railing.
The song's right. No matter how much fun I cram into this cruise, it only lasts a week. Then it's back to Mom and Dad fighting, Lisa moping, homework bullies.
A sign reads 7:30 on deck soliloquies. Other passengers also talk to themselves.
After this cruise, for the rest of my life, it's all downhill.
Bart imagines himself an old man in a hospital holding a framed vacation photo.
Only good week of my life.
He sets the picture aside. A series of photos show him in the same bored pose in school, high school, a cubicle, and holding a baby. Old Bart flatlines. An old Nelson flatlines beside him, back on the ship.
Why can't vacation last forever? I've got to do something.
Bart tosses the fun schedule and a skeet shooter shoots it.
Sorry.
Later at a South Pacific pool party, the vacationers feast. Lisa joins a boy by a telescope.
There's something I see that's even more beautiful than Ganymede, Lisa. That's right, Io. But no moon of Jupiter is as beautiful as you.
Homer wears a hula skirt, Marge a sailor suit. Sipping cocktails, they show each other their tongues.
Purple!
They kiss passionately. They open their eyes. Lisa looks up from the telescope. A transmission appears on a big screen.
William Sullivan with an emergency message. I'm speaking to you from a CDC clean zone. Outbreak of the deadly Pandora virus is spreading rapidly. Unprecedented threat requires a worldwide quarantine. All ships must remain at sea until further. Humanity must endure.
A virus?
Stop on the ship!
What should we do?
A man hugs an ice sculpture. Bart watches the vacationers panic from a communications room.
They're buying it. They're buying it.
He holds up a DVD.
Chillingly plausible indeed, Joe Morgenstern of the Wall Street Journal. Now, to make sure no one can call home to check, with a little help from the Make Your Own Sunday Bar.
He opens the ship-to-shore communication center and squirts hot fudge on its circuit board. The room's monitors cut to black. He squirts hot fudge in his mouth. On deck, a man steals an armful of shrimp. Rowan Prittis addresses a group.
Our attempts to contact the mainland have met with nothing but static. It appears we have no choice. To avoid the virus, we must remain at sea indefinitely.
We're stuck here!
Woo-hoo! Vacation forever!
Bart water slides. An aerial view roves over the cruise ship's massive deck, now a wasteland.
Good morning, everyone! As we greet a sunny day 12 after virus. While the world deals with their pandemic, we're having a fundemic under the capable hands of our Norwegian Captain Svalbard.
I always knew mankind's hubris would doom us all.
Yeah, he spoke of it often.
Once we reach our exciting and hopefully virus-free destination, romantic Antarctica, our activities will include building shelter, hunting for food, and starting civilization anew. While supplies may be running a little low, not to worry, as today's delicious buffet features fresh seagull and hull-scraped barnacles. In the Chuckles Comedy Club, we have Joey Scazzazone with his no longer observational take on our pre-virus lives.
Hey, so what's the deal with how many Starbucks there used to be, huh? I don't know why that bothered me so much. Hug your kids.
The depressed comic drops his mic and leaves the stage.
Need a break? Then don't check out the Sensations Luxury Spa, which is now the stronghold of charismatic cult leader Dave the Lifeguard.
Mankind was warned not to run near the pool. Mankind did not listen. The virus is his reward.
Vacationers on yoga mats bow to him on a flat screen.
So remember, rule number one is always have fun, because fun is the only thing that will keep us alive. Fun!
Homer throws out money.
Worthless. Worthless. Worthless.
Hey, guys, can you believe how awesome this is? If it wasn't for this virus thing, we'd all be back at our old sucky lives. And instead, you're here, where you can be lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, kiss! Kiss!
Bart, we're too worried to enjoy each other's mouths.
Yeah, and the customer service on this cruise has really gone downhill.
Drop dead, fat ass!
A steward throws a deck chair.
Last week, that steward brought me extra shampoo. He called me lovely lady.
Hey, Lise, at least you nerds are still geeking it up. What could be sweeter than a vacation that never ends?
Sweet? Sweet? The passengers on this ship could be the last people on Earth. Like monks during the Dark Ages, it's up to the Kids Zone elite to make a record of human culture. This group is adapting children's classics for the stage to entertain generations of survivors.
Eric, we must work with the humans.
You are so naive, Charles. We should rule them as conquerors.
Bart glances at his busy sister.
Can't anybody enjoy their forever vacation?
In their cabin.
Check it out. The gallery was going to throw these paintings overboard like they were worthless garbage.
Bart, glad you're here. We're all going to watch a movie together.
Yeah, a movie! It is about time you guys started having some fun.
Lisa puts on the DVD.
Humanity must endure.
General, it's worse than we thought. The virus is getting bigger.
A virus breaks through a wall and snatches the aid.
Bart, how could you?
Gotta go.
Man, I kicked butt in the gladiator arena today. I won the last package of hot dogs on the ship. But I got robbed by marauders on the way home.
There is no virus. Bart faked the whole thing with a DVD. A direct-to-video DVD.
On deck.
You stand accused of letting down your team during music trivia. Your punishment? 8 hours in the penal conga line.
Presiding over Fun Court, Rowan Prittis hits a lifeguard chair with a croquet mallet.
Excuse me, Cruise Director Prittis. My son has something to tell you.
Speak, passenger. Son of passenger.
It was all a hoax. There's no virus.
But the warning from the general!
That was just Treat Williams in a virus movie.
You know, I thought that general looked familiar.
Vacationers what? Confront the actor.
I'm in a lot of movies.
Others surround the Simpson family.
I take back everything I said to you that night in the Dolphin Lab.
A boy rips off Lisa's Kids Zone Elite badge.
What happened is we got a little extra vacation. Is that so bad?
I think I ate people meat.
Ooh.
I know my son did a terrible thing, but there's a chapel on this ship, and in that chapel there's a book, and it says... Judge not, lest ye...
Now on an icy shore.
After this, I'll be lucky to get work on a clothing-optional Jimmy Buffett cruise.
What about the duty-free stuff we bought?
Never have fun.
My booze and cologne!
Rowan dumps two bottles into the ocean. As the ship sails away, Homer scoops handfuls of floating booze into his mouth and dabs floating cologne behind his ears. Marge and Lisa glare at Bart. Now the Simpsons march past a sign. Research station, 3 miles.
Sorry.
Lisa throws snowballs at Bart.
Ow! That one really hurt.
Sorry, sweetie. I just needed to get that out of my system.
This stupid prank is the most selfish thing you've ever done.
I wasn't being selfish. I did it for you guys, too. Lisa, you made friends with kids just like you. Mom and Dad, you were more happy and in love than I ever saw you. It was the best week of all of our lives. And I wanted it to last forever.
Joke on my numb blue hands!
Homer tries to strangle Bart with his limp, frostbitten hands.
Hey! Up here! You- You gotta see this!
The Simpsons stand on a ridge overlooking hundreds of penguins.
From egg to baby to grown-up, we can see them living their entire penguin lives from up here.
A fluffy chick hatches from an egg.
What a load of crap. They spend all their time trying to raise a baby, and why? So it can grow up and do the same dumb thing on and on forever.
The penguin's life isn't all bad. Those ones are having a blast.
A penguin slides down a hill on its belly.
But the slide's just like our cruise. A short, awesome thing that shows you how boring the rest of your life is.
Well, sure, life is full of pain and drudgery. But the trick is to enjoy the few perfect experiences we're given in the moment.
Yes. Stupid. Stop thinking about fun and heaven!
Homer pushes Bart over the ridge and he slides down a winding path reminiscent of a water slide.
Hey! Wait for me!
The rest of the family slides down after him. As they all slide down a hill with the penguins, our view draws back to find an elderly Bart gazing at a framed photo of the scene. On a dresser, more pictures show him on a playground slide, riding a shopping cart, on the emergency slide of a plane, and, as a father, tobogganing with his son.
What a great ride.
The old man hugs the framed photo to his chest and smiles peacefully. Credits: Executive Producer Matt Selman, Executive Producer Al Jean, Executive Producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.